After saying that a man had been born blind in order to show off God's glory, Jesus makes an interesting statement in John chapter 9, verse 4. He says, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." Jesus includes the disciples in his work, but he's also letting them know that a time is coming, night time, spiritual darkness, when they will not be able to work. There's coming a time when his presence would be taken away from them. While Jesus is with them, it's like daylight for them, but he will be taken away in death, and it'll be like darkness, and they won't be able to work. What we see later on the day of Pentecost, is Jesus reestablishing his presence with them through the Holy Spirit. And then they're able to work again in the ministry of Jesus. When Jesus is present, whether by his physical body or his spiritual presence, there is light which is able to shine in the darkness. When he's not there, there's the inability to work. You think about the disciples when Jesus was taken away from them. There was fear and anxiety and confusion. However, when Jesus was present with them beginning at Pentecost, there was fearlessness, clarity, and unity. Does that have any meaning for us today? And what do we learn? Well, first thing is that we see Jesus dedicated to the mission of God. We must work the works of him who sent me. He's a man on a mission. There was a dire urgency, not an anxiousness, but a resolve about Jesus' life. There should be a resolve about the way in which we attack life as well, because we have the Spirit of Christ. And we should love this because it informs us as to our purpose. We are sent ones. As Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, so send I you." It doesn't take moving across the ocean to be considered sent. We are sent people, and there should be an urgency in the way that we live to stay focused on the task at hand, to stay focused on the mission we've been given by Christ. As you pray today, please remember Regino Acuna and his family, our changemaker missionary in Paraguay. And also remember the Pongwa Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.